It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
Hey, welcome to Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. I'm Charboil, and with me is
El Bandito.
So, El Bandito, how you doing this week? I know the last time we had our episode, you weren't feeling so well.
Yes. Well, now with Germ Goblin safely incarcerated and the city safe, I'm feeling much better. Had a chance to rest and recover and then spend a wonderful weekend at the Treasure Coast Freak Show.
Oh, yes, definitely. I know last time we mentioned that the freak show was coming around. And yeah, we had a great time over there. Now, we did have a little interruption by another one of our villainous fiends that are always coming to give us problems. But we'll get into that later. But yes, let's talk about the freak show. What did you think of it, El Bandito?
I thought it was really nice. They had some really interesting stuff there. I was able to post a photo to all of our wonderful fans of the actual sword swallower that we met. So that was exciting.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they had an actual person there doing freak show feats from back in the day. Like you said, as sword swallowing, stepping on and eating glass.
Yes, it was Will Rotten from the Rotten Brothers.
RottenBrothers.com. They were very entertaining, like you said, with the sword swallowing and the glass eating. And
yeah, and then he hammered nails into his own head.
Oh, that's what I forgot. Yeah, and you actually picked up a little memento from him, right?
I did. I got two postcards. One of them is an x-ray of him swallowing the sword, and the other is an x-ray of him with nails in his head.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was quite a sight to see. And man, there was quite a lot of vendors out there at the freak show, right?
There was, but my personal favorite, Big Dog Comics.
Oh, Big Dog Comics. Captain Joel, the St. Lucie County Superman. We had so much fun with Captain Joel that we're actually going to bring him into the studio later on in the show and have some fun with him.
Ooh, I always like having someone in studio we can play around with.
I'm sure Captain Joel is looking forward to coming in here and having some fun.
Well, definitely, if we're going to have some people, especially from the freak show, come in that we can play with, we should call Miss Birdie Lee, the model and actress that we met.
Oh, yes, Birdie was awesome. Definitely, you know, she was very informative about her cosplaying, and she had a awesome costume on.
So yeah, you can find her on Model Mayhem or on Facebook. It's Birdie Lee.
Definitely, yeah. Birdie was very cool. And while we were there, we also caught a couple panels while we were at the freak show.
Yes, we got to see the author of the Devil Tree book, Keith Rommel.
Yes, Keith Rommel. He had a lot of cool clips to show and tell us about his process of writing books and soon to be making movies. And last and definitely not least, we saw Justin Jordan's seminar about podcasting. Justin is the host of another fellow Podunk radio show, Not For Air Radio, and I know his wife does the Underground Horror radio show.
Yeah, and the Not For Air radio came on just before us, so, you know, they give us a wonderful lead-in. Thank you to all the fans of that show who are sticking around to hear us. And any fans who tune in for us, be sure to jump in an hour early every once in a while and listen to Not For Air.
Definitely, yes. We had some flyers and stuff at the Freak Show, so hopefully, yes, some more people are tuning in this week to check out the Power Hour of Love. So, El Bandito, aside from the Freak Show, this week we were going to discuss, getting back together with past loves.
Reuniting and getting back together with past loves is a popular topic. It's one thing El Bandito gets asked quite often, you know, that people come and they say, hey, you know, I used to like this girl we used to date, you know, things fell apart, but I want to rekindle that flame and get back together with her. And, you know, I scratch my head and I say, well, I don't know, you know, if you already dated her one time, who cares? She's gone.
Definitely. And I know from my experience that it usually seemed that after that first initial run, you know, any second chances never really seem to, you know, pan out. But, you know, a lot of times people will take it as that, you know, when they were together before, they were much younger. maybe a little more immature, so that, you know, then when they do a second shot, maybe a few years later, or maybe even more than just a few, 10 years, 15 years, you know, that they'll have a little bit of difference and that had grown up a little bit. But yeah, definitely, man. You know, I think it's great, you know, when people are, you know, trying to reconnect, you know, definitely, you know, if it's on a more romantic level. But, you know, sometimes people can become friends again.
Why would you still be friends?
Well, you know, like, you obviously were close with the person before, and, you know, like, mm-hmm. maybe you could still talk to each other. They kind of know you on a little more of a personal level than maybe some of your other friends.
Well, yeah, but, you know, once you've been dating the woman's, I don't think I'm following you.
You know, like, wait, Albandito, are you trying to say that you can only be friends with the women, or you can only be with the women's if you're going to, you know, be with the women's?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm following what other things you want to do with women. I mean, you know, you get to start dating beautiful women and you make love to beautiful women. And then every once in a while, maybe you can reconnect to the beautiful women and make loves again. But other than that, I'm not really following this whole friend thing.
So, Albandito, I take it that you're the type of guy that, you know, you can only be those type of friends with the women. If you guys aren't like having those benefits, then it's
See, certainly if you meet a woman and she's really nice and maybe she's seeing someone, then you be friends with her for a little while, and then maybe she breaks up with whoever that is, and then, you know, then you can connect and make love to these beautiful women, and then I don't see why you need to be friends anymore.
Gotcha. Well, definitely. Well, we got a lot of interesting stuff coming this evening with the with this topic. And I'm sure we're going to continue to dive deeper into reuniting and reminiscing and getting together with some past loves, rekindling that flame. But it looks like it's about time for our first musical break. Here we have OSF, which is a local group, Albandito. I believe we've seen these guys a few times. They're pretty hardcore.
Ooh, yeah, then I'm excited to hear them.
Yeah, they actually, remember the Church Girls that we played a few weeks back?
Oh, how can anyone forget Natasha? Oh, and she has a band, too. Yes, they're very good.
Yes, well, Jamie from the Church Girls drums for OSF as well. So you definitely hear some awesome beats in this. And, yeah, they're pretty heavy, but we're in for a real treat. Here's OSF with Signs.
Is this going to be heavy?
We'll be right back.
That was OSF with Signs off of their album, The Birth of Sex Metal.
You know, as much as I love that name, I think it's so appropriate because it definitely sounds like they're having sex with metal.
Definitely, yeah. OSF, man, they're quite an act to see. They have a lot of energy up on there and definitely get the people moving. There's a lot of fans of that more hardcore, rough, you know, just heavy stuff out there right now, El Bandito.
Oh, yeah, and you can just tell from the song itself, you know, listening to the singer, listening to the speed of the drum, the tempo and everything. Like, they've got some power, and they're having some fun up there.
Oh, totally, yeah. I'm not exactly sure all of their influences, but I could definitely see some G.G. Allin. Have you ever heard of G.G. Allin before, El Bandito?
No, I have not.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about G.G. Allin. Like, he was around back in, like, you know, the 80s and early 90s and stuff. And, man, this guy, like, he was, like, the original shock rocker. Really, in, you know, like, you know, he was more, like, punk rock, heavy stuff, a lot like OSF. But, man, on stage, all the guy would wear would be a leather jacket and a jock strap.
Is that weird? I mean, I'd normally wear that sometimes.
Oh, no. He was just, you know, he was one of the first people to kind of, you know, come out with that very shocking look. I mean, besides like Alice Cooper and stuff like that, like G.G. Allin was more of just like, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, because Alice was kind of like, you know, theatrical and stuff like that. Like G.G. was just pure like rage and heavy shit, man.
I see what you're saying. Like, he's wearing that on stage, you know, not like El Bandito, who, oh, like, wears that, you know, around the house or something like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that's certainly very shocking. So, because I know, like, I pretty much shocked some neighbors of mine, you know, because apparently you're supposed to have your window shades drawn all times, you know. And
not El Bandito,
know,
though.
Yeah, so, you know, I got some complaints about that, but it's okay.
Well, another thing that G.G. Allin used to do on stage was he would defecate on stage.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's a whole different kind of party there.
Yeah, he was definitely a sight to be seen. You know, a lot of times he would end up fighting people in the crowd and stuff like that. Now, I don't want to say that, you know, OSF follows all of these actions, but
yeah,
definitely.
I met Jamie. He seemed very nice. Not like he would, you know, defecate on the stage or anything. You know? He's very busy doing excellent drumming. He doesn't have time for defecating up there.
Yes, definitely. But just that raw energy and heaviness that, like I said, I see a very big G.G. Allin influence. And I believe when I've seen them perform live before, I think they have covered a G.G. Allin song. So just an honorable mention.
Yeah, it's more like the power and the spirit behind the band, not the crazy, weird, disgusting stuff.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay, and good.
Yep.
Looking forward to seeing them then.
Yes, definitely check out OSF. We'll have some more information on that later on in our event segment. Moving back to what we were talking in our first segment, El Bandito, we were talking about rekindling old love, reuniting old love.
And yes, the Power Hour is all about love. And love can come in many, many forms. You can have the love of a significant other. You can have the love of a beautiful woman or a beautiful man. You can have the love of your childhood, you know, or your childhood memories, or maybe, you know, something you did in your childhood or something you saw in your childhood, or maybe when you were adolescent or a teenager, or maybe the kind of music and rock bands that you had when you were a teenager.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good point, El Bandito.
Yeah, so, you know, if we're going to talk about the spirit of reuniting with things that you love, I don't think there's a better topic we can touch on than the upcoming event, Reunite.
Oh, yes, that's right. I almost forgot about that. Yes, Reunite 2 on March 19th at Distillery down in Stewart.
Distillery is a beautiful and wonderful venue down there. It's very upscale. I have to say, it's definitely El Bandito's kind of place. You know, you can go down there and they have lots of beautiful women's and, you know, a full liquor bar with all sorts of like very top shelfy type liquors, which are always the best to give to the beautiful women's. Yeah, but all in all, it's a very beautiful place. They have a beautiful decor in there, some nice furniture and things like that. And, you know, it's just a very upscale place. So I think that Reunite made a very wise decision to have it at Distillery.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. 3 full liquor bars, 1 outside, 2 inside. So definitely there's going to be plenty of bartenders on hand to service the crowd.
Mm-hmm. The purpose of the event is that you're reuniting these bands who were huge in the scene years and years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And they have since broken up, you know, the way bands do, the way people do, they break up and then they don't see each other for a really long time. And then you get that ache in your heart that you say, oh, do you remember those soft, warm, beautiful feelings I used to have? And now they're getting those bands back together. And not only are they reuniting, but you can come and you can reunite with them, reunite with your own memories, your own passions, and your own love for the music scene.
Hey, El Bandito, why don't you tell them a little about the lineup that we have coming at Reunite 2?
Oh, yes, they do have a great lineup this year. They have Mine Like Water, On Watership Down, Glad, Exploding Horse Boy, In Like Flynn, Loyal Frisbee, The Allies, and Abolish.
Man, that's quite a lineup right there. I've seen a couple of those groups, but actually there's a few on that list that I've yet to see myself. So yeah, that's going to be quite a show. From what we understand, there's a couple local businesses that are putting this on.
Yeah, what's nice about the event is they like to stick to local sponsorships, no mart stores or anything. So, but they keep it with local businesses. So again, we have to give a shout out to Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming.
Yes, yes.
They are a rock star sponsor of the event. They also have H2Ocean.
Yeah, well, you know, Charbel has a couple piercings and tattoos himself. So, yes, I definitely know about H2Ocean. They're all about aftercare. You like when you go to get a tattoo and stuff, they sell specific creams and such and sprays that you can use on your piercings and tattoos for your aftercare. And it's all made from salt water. So it's it doesn't have any of those bad chemicals in it.
It's all natural and a local business, but now they have spread worldwide because of the quality of their products. So it's definitely one to check out.
But yeah, then the folks putting on the show is Maximum Entertainment, which is a local event planning and party supply business, and Stoke Shows Florida, which is a nonprofit organization here in South Florida, where they do shows up and down the coast. And you know, they put on some really good things and help a lot of people out.
Yeah, all their events are for charity. So, you know, you go down, you usually spend a few dollars, and that goes right to a charity. You know, they don't keep it like some of those other big-name charities. You know, they keep it and they say, well, we have to pay our CEO $47 million first. But no, it's local. You're going to help people in the area with local money and with local
support.
Yeah, and with local support.
So, yeah, and you know, speaking of pricing, the Reunite 2 does have a right now you can purchase advance tickets for $5, but it will be $7 at the door. El Bandito, you want to tell them about some of the places where they can get some of those tickets?
Oh, yes. You have to make sure to get your tickets in advance, you know, because that's the best way to do it. You save $2, you lock in your spot, you know, and then you're good to go. So go ahead and stop by Big Dog Comics or Thunderdome Gaming or the Green Life Cafe and Marketplace in Jensen Beach.
Oh, so that's awesome. So they've got coverage in Fort Pierce and Jensen Beach.
Yes, and from what I understand, you can also contact them via Facebook or on the website or something, and you can purchase your tickets there as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah. This is looking like it's going to be an awesome event. Like we said, you have those eight great bands returning. You know, you have the distillery, which is an awesome venue. You have a lot of excellent local support. And, yeah, it just sounds like it's going to be a great night. From what I understand, aside from just drinks at the distillery, they also have an in-house kitchen where they'll be serving up food all night long.
Oh, that's always good. Then you can grab a bite to eat. You can drink a little more. You can grab a little more to eat.
It's your one-stop shop for a good time on Saturday, March 19th, Reunite 2 at the distillery.
Don't forget, the number one reason to go is that Charboil and El Bandito will be there.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I can't wait for this party.
So you can come, you can see us, you can meet us for the first time probably, but reunite with these bands, reunite with some of the experiences that used to happen here on the Treasure Coast that, you know, it looks like these people are trying to bring back, and have an all-around great night. So we hope to see you there.
Definitely. And to stick with the whole feel of Reunite 2, we have a track here by Mind Like Water. You know, these guys are the headliners for Reunite 2, so definitely, let's check this out.
Tonight I cry to throw water on the fire. I watch the ashes swim in pain. I see a reflection of the flame. So blue inside an arm. So clear inside the blade. Let's
Ooh, that was Let Me Bleed by Mind Like Water. What do you think of that one, Senor Charbo?
Well, that was a really emotional song. Like, I remember the first time I heard that song probably about, I would say, 17 years ago. Like, even now hearing it, it brings back those old memories and feelings and people that I was with at the time. And, the girls were always a huge fan of Mind Like Water. You know, they were probably, they would just, their songs had so much emotion, so much, deep thought and stuff in the lyrics and the structure of the song too are very, very cool compositions.
Oh, definitely. It's very reminiscent of that whole period in general, that to me with all of the very emotional and deep songs, that for years and years, in the 80s and stuff, you had all these poppy songs that were so happy and everybody was happy and life was good. And that's all
party songs. Yep, yeah. Hair metal. Yep.
That's all people ever wanted to hear. And then all of a sudden, right around the mid 90s, people started coming out with these really emotional songs that were very deep. They spoke to angst and things like that people had, and they could really talk about how they felt. And this is definitely right in that same vein. It brings you right back to that era. And, since then, we have all this garbage on music radio. It was overproduced poppy crap. But
it's kind of gone backwards. But, Let Me Bleed is available on the Hourglass Syndrome. It's the first album by Mind Like Water. It's available right now for free download on SoundCloud. So if you like that track and you want to check out some more of Mind Like Water before Reunite 2, definitely head on over to SoundCloud and get yourself a copy.
Yeah, and I think the whole theme of the song works so well, that it starts off where he's talking about his love, and then they break up, and, he's begging for one night more.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And then by the end of it, he's saying, oh, just let me bleed, because it's over now and it's lost. But you don't have to keep bleeding. If you want more Mind Like Water, you can have them for one more night. March 19th, you can come and see them at Reunite.
That was really cool, El Bandito. I like that. I'm sure the guys at Mind Like Water will really appreciate that. Hey, El Bandito, didn't you tell me a story one time about you letting a girl bleed?
Oh, yeah. You have to love your woman every day of the month.
Oh man, all right, they probably won't appreciate that reference so much, but definitely yes, Mind Like Water headlining Reunite 2 on March 19th at Distillery in Stuart, Florida.
Now, besides that, we do have some other events coming up very soon, so we'd like to go over some of them so that all of you beautiful peoples out there can make sure not to miss any of the exciting things that happen in your backyard.
Yeah, tell us about them, El Bandito.
Well, of course, coming up is one of my favorites, St. Paddy's Day, and they're having a nice celebration at Distillery. Like we were talking, it's a nice upscale place, and it's St. Paddy's Day, so there's going to be lots of drunk, beautiful women there.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah.
So that's that would be March 17th, 2 days before Reunite at Distillery. I think Chucky Bucks told me that he might be going down there to get lucky.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for bad luck, he would have no luck at all. So.
Very true. So what's next on the calendar?
Oh, well, once again, we would like to mention the Morbid Movies on March 18th.
Oh, yes.
Down in Lake Worth, they are doing a showing of Army of Darkness on the big screen.
Oh, that's so cool, man. Seeing Ash with the chainsaw hand in the pit scene. Oh, it's going to be so awesome on the big screen.
Definitely. It's all the classic one-liners that you remember from the iconic Senior Bruce Campbell, but the boomstick, good, bad, I'm the guy with the gun.
I don't even know this asshole.
All of the best lines, they're going to be on the big screen down in Lake Worth at the Morbid Movies event. So if you want to see that on the big screen, maybe you're a little too young, you never saw it on the big screen, you have to get down there. It's March 18th.
And I heard that their last event, the Nightmare on Elm Street back in February, I heard that sold out. So,
So get down there first. You push people out of the way, women, children, kids, whatever you need to, and get down there and get your ticket.
Well, maybe not the women's, right?
Well, not your women. Push other people's women or ugly women.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, what's next?
Okay, they have Reunite 2 on March 19th. Have we mentioned that tonight?
I'm pretty sure we've said it once or twice, but okay. Hey, let's say it again.
Yeah, just March 19th at the Distillery in Stuart. They're having this Reunite 2. I think it's some kind of music thing. I don't know.
Yeah, and right after Reunite, we have the following weekend on March 26th at the Inlet, we have Unwritten Law with local support from OSF, which we heard earlier today, and the Church Girls, which we heard a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's going to be a pretty cool show, man. It's over there at the Inlet in Fort Pierce.
Oh, yes, the Inlet is always a good time.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it sounds like we got some cool events planned for the end of March here. And I know we got some really hot stuff coming up in April. We'll focus on that on our next episode. Well, coming up next, we got some music by GLAAD, who will also be performing at Reunite 2. GLAAD was formed way back in 1994. And they were one of the first groups around to say, you know what, we can have the music scene here in the Treasure Coast, not having to go down south or up to Orlando. So to have them come back and perform for us at Reunite 2 is going to be really exciting.
So make sure you don't miss it. And if you want something that's going to make you glad, here it is.
1, 2, Jason J.
That was great. That was 2 Plus 2 by GLAAD.
Oh, yeah. That's some old school classic tunes right there.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, that song was recorded back in 1994.
Really?
And just recently, Michael Kobe, a member of GLAAD, he's been posting a lot on the Reunite 2 Facebook page, and he posted that, and he put up a story where that they were actually recorded the demo that song comes off of in their living room, you know, and this is, you know, you gotta imagine.
No way, like just in their house?
Yes, and this is back in 1994, so, you know, you can imagine that the computer software and all that stuff back then wasn't, you know.
Yeah, they didn't have none of that.
Exactly.
So some analog stuff.
Exactly, man. So it's really cool to hear that raw power that they're putting into that, and, you know, and another funny thing was, I guess these guys were all high school friends who just got together and jammed, and they decided to make a band, but they didn't have a name. So they started searching around the house, and they went into the pantry, and they saw a thing of Glad garbage bags. And they said, oh, you know what? Let's call ourselves Glad.
That's awesome. Hey, you know what it is, because they see all the other bands around, and they say, we're taking out this trash.
Oh. You know, it was what they were probably saying, too, is that, you know, hey, we can... You know, we can make this area glad, you know, glad to have a scene. You know, like I said, back then, from what I've heard, they just, you know, they started to unite the scene and really things started to pick up for the Treasure Coast.
Yeah, like you were saying. So they're a big influence just to come and pull everything into our area. So that's great.
Oh, totally, man. You know, I mean, Gainesville, Miami, Orlando, those areas always had their own like things brewing. But yeah, definitely it was great to have those guys come around and play at old school venues such as the old schoolhouse up on Andrea Road. And I believe even Zelmo's and a few other hot spots that, you know, we all hear the stories from nowadays.
Yeah, and that's, I think, in a lot of ways what Reunite is hoping to capture is to bring the stuff back to our own backyard, to have a really jumping music scene around here like some of these cats used to have back in the day. So,
oh, definitely. And, you know, people have kept it alive, but we're kind of just, you know, you can tell they're just trying to reignite that old feeling and pay homage and also say, hey, you know, even after all this time, these bands can get back together and have a great time. Who knows, even the bands playing today, such as Church Girls and OSF, if they were to ever break up, maybe in, you know, 20 years, they'd pull back together and do something like Reunite.
Oh, I would certainly hope so. But for now, let's keep the ball rolling. What else we got from Reunite?
Oh, man, we have a great track here from Vero Beach punk icons In Like Flynn. Man, wait till you hear this track, El Bandito. We're talking about raw power. Now we're really going to dive into some real deal punk rock here.
Oh, so finally something for you Podunk fans to really sink your teeth into.
Hit it.
I see you every day, but you never look my way. You're gonna know me someday. I look at you smile and then you turn and walk away. You're gonna know me someday. One day I'm gonna make you mine. One day you'll open up your eyes. One day you're gonna see the moon is gonna be back to me. One day I'm gonna make you mine. Things are getting better. Sometimes you come back at me. One day soon I'll make you mine. I want you to myself. You won't just keep all my own. One day soon I'll make you mine. Oh, one day I'm gonna make you mine. One day I'll open up your eyes. One day you're gonna be like you're just gonna be back to me. One day I'm gonna make you
was some good punk rock tunes right there. That was In Like Flynn with Sucker Pop. And you're listening to Charbel and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love on Podunk Radio.
See? We play punk rock too. So get the fuck off our back, Justin Jordan.
We love you, Podunk. I'm so happy that In Like Flynn is getting back together for Reunite 2. I've seen videos of these guys, like when they rocked the old Vero Beach Women's Center back in like 1997, and from what I understand, that was the last time that these individuals played together as In Like Flynn.
Ooh, tell me more about this women's center. No, please, tell me more about In Like Flynn.
Yeah, we'll talk about the women's center later. But yes, In Like Flynn, yeah, they started out in like 1995, which is when I believe that that demo was recorded with Sucker Pop on there, which still sounds amazing for the time that it was recorded at. I mean, like we were saying earlier with Glad, like the fact that, you know, not all the computers and stuff existed, that, like, it just sounds really good for the time.
Oh, yeah, sounds fantastic. You know, it's up to par with anything else that would have been, you know, put out at the time. You know, whether professional, you know, you wouldn't tell the difference if that was professional or amateur. You know, like, it sounds absolutely professional in every way.
Oh, totally, man. And yes, and like Flynn, they're from Vero Beach. So back in the day, El Bandito, like, Vero Beach was the place for punk rock in Florida. I mean, there was a lot of groups that came out of there. The members of and like Flynn went on to form Spicoli.
Very nice. Oh, yeah, you see them around town even to this day.
Definitely. Yeah, and, you know, Spicoli themselves kind of just recently reunited a few years ago. But, yes, they've been rocking shows, and they even played that Reunite After Party last year. They were a blast. There was actually a special treat last year at the Reunite After Party. Todd Rockhill, who's in like Flynn, had come down all the way from Gainesville to come to the after party, and they got up there, and they played one In Like Flynn song, so...
Oh, it sounds like he enjoyed it so much he had to come back and play the whole set, huh?
Exactly. And even Bill, the drummer who lives up in Washington, D.C., he's coming down to play in the Reunite 2 set.
Oh, man, what a special treat that night's going to end up being then.
Oh, yes. And you know, honestly, a lot of these guys, you know, even in Glad and Mind Like Water, these guys don't even live in the area no more. They're coming in from out of state, as far as like Maine, to come down here to Florida and to rock with these guys again. So I know it means a lot to me and, you know, a lot of the other guys, but this is going to be an amazing show. It's something that you might never see again. So you definitely should come out on March 19th to Reunite 2 at the Stillery. It's going to be a blast.
Well, I know I'll be there. Senor Charbo will be there. We hope to see all the rest of you there. But for right now, you know who we're going to get to see?
Who's that?
The St. Lucie County Superman himself, Captain Joel Kilmer, is going to join us in the studio.
Oh, I'm so excited to see Captain. Hey, we got Captain Joel here in the studio with us. How you doing tonight, Captain?
Hey, it's a great day to be here with you guys. Charboil and El Burrito. It's really good to be here.
That's El Bandito.
Oh, El Bandito. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't speak Spanish.
Captain Joel is the owner of Big Dog Comics in Fort Pierce, Florida. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Big Dog Comics, Captain Joel?
Well, Big Dog Comics has been around for a few years. Been in Fort Pierce for 33 years straight.
Wow.
Originally, we started as OK Comics and then became Big Dog Comics. We have 2,800 square feet of retail space. We carry comics, new, old, collectibles, posters, a veritable cornucopia of comic collectibles.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but nobody has it all, but you come close, right?
That is correct. I'm glad you picked up on that. We're very close to almost everything.
You know, I got to say, you know, I've heard a lot of legends of old about OK Comics. What year did you open that up again?
I believe 1984.
Oh, man. So you were probably the first comic store here on the Treasure Coast.
We are the first and the longest lasting, that's for sure.
Oh, man, it's so cool, man. And, you know, some of our listeners maybe have seen Big Dog Comics TV ad on such networks as Cartoon Network, correct?
Yes, yes. We have had ads there. Also on The Walking Dead. We were on the first season of The Walking Dead. That was a good shot for us.
Oh, I bet.
And we've been around for years, and we're having a blast.
Well, I remember the first time I heard the commercial on the TV. You know, I was in the other room. You know, you have the TV on. You say, hey, I'm going to go grab a soda or something. And I turn around, and boom, you hear it. That Johnny Quest music, huh?
Ah, yes, Johnny Quest, probably the greatest cartoon ever made.
Well, you know, second greatest.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple local guys I've been hearing something about, vying for the honor.
Oh, man, but yes, that used to be a gun store, correct?
Yes, it was a gun store that went the length of the plaza, and then it was a couple other stores. It was a quilt store before we took it over, and then we just happened to... find out the quilt store was closing and said, this is the place. It has an upstairs, which we turned into the Hall of Heroes. had many a good Dungeons and Dragons, Star Wars, oh, Pirates games that were legendary. There was this guy called Billy Ninefingers that played Pirates with us. Quite a scoundrel. legends were written about him. And Don Juan Pedro.
He sounds handsome.
He was Latino. So, what more can you say?
Yeah. Then that means he's handsome, yes.
As luck had it, that grew into Thunderdome Gaming. The place opened up next to us. We decided, let's give it a shot. We believe in old school gaming, sit down, dice, books, write it down in pencil.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's exciting about, you know, both Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming is that, you know, a lot of people say, hey, I'm going to go in and get the comics and that's great. But then once you get there, you see, boy, they have D&D stuff. They have collectible figures. They have graphic novels. You know, you guys have Warhammer in there. You have just a medley of everything geek related in there, man. It's like a mecca for anybody who's looking for any kind of nerd paraphernalia.
Yes, and it's something that I kind of laugh about now because we were cool before cool was cool. You know, now that Big Bang Theory is the show and comics and geek is chic, well, I knew that 10 years ago.
There you go, Captain. And yeah, you have two great stores, like you said, like El Bandito said, right next to each other. So, I mean, yeah, if you want to do some gaming, you go to Thunderdome Gaming. If you want to go read some comics or pick up some collectible toys, you got Big Dog Comics. Now, Captain, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was that you do some of these promotions for like the children where, correct me if I'm wrong, but when they bring in their report cards and they have good grades, you give them free comic books?
Yeah, we started something over 30 years ago called Comics for A's. And once a customer or and their child or the child becomes a customer, once we get to know them and they've been there a couple times, if they bring the report card in for every A on the report card, we let them go through the boxes and get a free comic. So we've promoted reading and education for many, many years.
That's fantastic. You know, El Bandito spends a lot of time down at the Women's College. I don't take any classes to show any A's or anything, but I spend a lot of time there. Can I still get free comics?
If you come in with something that says A's on it, as long as the last part isn't whole, yeah, you can get some stuff.
No, that's good because I have a lot of certificates from there, you know, that have phone numbers and the names Allison and Amy. And so maybe I bring some of those by.
Well, maybe if you bring them in, because we do have a rule that 14 and under has to be accompanied by a parent or guardian.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm like
you
a
have
superhero.
A guardian?
Yeah, I'm like a superhero. I guard people all the time.
No, you do you have a guardian?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they could bring you or somebody that would, you know, speak up for you as a guardian could bring
you. Okay. So you don't want El Bandito running around unattended?
No.
I remember the first time I went in there, you know, usually you walk into a comic store, it's like, you know, you have no elbow room, it's just books everywhere and everything. But no, you walk into Big Dog Comics, it's a great big place, they have all sorts of displays and, like I said, different types of games and things. So it's a whole experience just to walk in there. You have to get down there and check it out. He's up in Fort Pierce on the corner of Midway Road and US 1.
That's correct. And like you said, we do have a lot of room in there. When we designed the store, we measured it to make sure it was handicap accessible for wheelchairs. A lot of stores don't do that.
Awesome.
And we want to make sure that there wasn't any reason someone couldn't come in. We have a table in the front with chairs for mothers or sisters or people to come sit and relax while other people shop.
So over at Thunderdome Gaming, you have games every week, correct?
Yeah, we're lucky we have Pathfinder, D&D, Magic. We were having Super Sunday Game Day, which is usually from 2 o'clock to somewhere between 7 and 9 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
It's $5. You come in, and we have about 30 to 50 games that we've already opened. Mm-hmm. So when you come in and say, hey, I'd like to play Castle Panic, but I don't know if I'd like the game, we'll get one of our store copies down. We'll get two or three people with you. Somebody will be sitting at a table playing Castle Panic. Someone will be playing Pooh at another table. Someone will be playing Dungeons and Dragons at another table or Battlestar Galactica. So Super Sunday Game Day is just a good time to get people out and the family and have fun.
Yeah, it's always nice when you can come down and you can play with new friends and make new friends and sometimes, you know, meet beautiful women down there. And we know quite a few people that have turned into couples, you know. They meet the person of their dreams down there, they get married, and it's all thanks to Big Dog Comics.
Yes, there was a young couple, I don't remember their names, I believe Josh and maybe Katie. They met there playing D&D, and he actually, it was an honor, he proposed during a D&D game and took a knee. And the game master worked this in that the young lady found a ring. And when she said, what does it look like? The young man took a knee and popped the ring open next to her and said, it looks like this. And it was pretty awesome.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They're married. That's they're great. A couple. And there's been a couple other couples that have come to our store and now married. So Thunderdome Gaming and Big Dog Comics not only brings people together, but makes happy couples.
And that's a really cool thing, too, man, that you said people can come in there and kind of try it before they buy it to see if they'd really like the games. And from what I understand, you also have some official support from some of these bigger companies, such as Steve Jackson Games and Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, we're lucky enough that we've been with Wizards since the store reopened about 10 years ago. And we've had the Steve Jackson Games. We've had an awesome rep that's been working with us. We have a new rep, Chad, that's now working the area. And we're excited about him coming on. He's bringing us Munchkin tournaments soon and a few other dice games that we haven't tried out yet. Steve Jackson Games has been very generous and is they're a good group in that they support gaming stores. I mean, I guess they could support big stores. I won't say anybody's big name, but they could support the big boys, but they don't. They support the little guys who are where they have a chance to grow.
Yeah, we definitely love Munchkin. We're going to have to get down there for one of these Munchkin tournaments.
Yeah. You can't bring your sword, though, El Bandito, to the Munchkin tournament.
Oh, I can't bring my sword?
No. You get a sword in the game.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's on a little card.
Okay.
So you can't bring your real sword and get excited.
Yeah, no. Well, that's okay. I don't need my sword. I mean, the last time I was at a Munchkin tournament, I was in Las Vegas, and I was pretty surprised that they were able to get that many small women there. But it was a really neat occasion.
I'd love to try that again. I think you were in the wrong place, buddy.
Well, it looks like it's about time for us to take a musical break. We have some music coming in from Fart Barf. We can't wait to hear Captain Joel's review when we get back, and we're going to play a cool game with him.
All right. Smells fantastic.
Dance hard, baby, don't you?
Okay, that was Fart Barf with All Systems Go off their album Dirty Power. You're listening to Charbol and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. And tonight we have with us a special guest, Captain Joel Kilmer of Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming.
Oh, yeah. Dig it.
Glad to be here with you guys. This is an awesome studio, all this tech stuff. And then that tech song I just heard, that was really kind of like techno funk. I was kind of jamming to it.
You like that? You liked Fart Barf?
Yeah, I got lost in it there, yeah.
Yeah, the Fart Barf is a band out of Los Angeles, California. They're actually they consider themselves synth punk. So yeah, they're really
synth punk. Okay.
Yeah, they wear these Neanderthal masks while they perform, so people don't know who they really are.
Oh well, I was kind of doing the old robot. Of course, I'm old, so that might be why I roboted while we were in here. But sorry about knocking some of the equipment over and everything. But you know, I was kinda,
no, that's okay. I figured you were just eyeballing the all my sexy posters up there of the beautiful comic book women.
Yeah, we are surrounded by beautiful women. That is something that you're gifted with, El Bandito.
No, thank you. But yeah, I try. I have to agree with you though. The song itself did really get into like a trance-like feel in the middle. Like I really dug that. That's the one that could just keep you moving.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So if I knew how to dance, that'd be awesome on the dance floor. But
yeah, I saw you shaking it a little bit over there when you bumped the control panel. So that was some nice shaking. I like that.
Thank you.
Maybe El Bandito, you'll show you some pointers after the show.
Well, I've been thinking about doing that whole magic mic thing, but I'm still working at it.
That's good. They'll have to get a bow tie like extra big for your neck, though.
That's true.
You have one of those big, strong man necks.
I do.
So, Captain Joel, can we tell you a little bit about earlier in our week?
Sure, I'd love to hear what happened.
Why don't you tell them about El Bandito?
Well, as it turned out, we got into a confrontation with this evil supervillain.
I was surprised you got in a confrontation already.
I know. You know what happens. We always just go out. We try to have a nice time, talk to some beautiful women. And before you know what happens, these guys are like, hey, that's my girlfriend. We're from another planet. And now you're offending me. And I'm like, hey, you know, you send her out of the house in a skirt like that, people are going to say, what's up? You know, that's just how it goes. But so he gets all nasty and he wants to say, oh, this is my town now. I want you superheroes to leave. And I'm like, what do you mean? So, you know, we end up pulling out the sword and then, you know, having a little bit of the fightings there. And Senor Boyle grows real big and we get to stop. But dude, this guy was super strong. He was from he was some kind of alien guy from another planet, and he was telling us about all of his powers and things that he gets. And it turns out, what did he say he was from?
He was Krypton.
Yeah, he was a Kryptonian.
A Kryptonian, yes,
yeah,
that was it.
Kryptonian.
Yeah, his name was Jor-El.
Jor-El? Oh,
yeah. Jor-El Donut was his name.
Oh,
And he said he was a captain too.
Yeah, we didn't think he was a captain, though. He didn't have a ship or nothing. So, but, you know, he was beating us around pretty good, and we sort of tricked him, you know, and we tricked him into believing that you were actually the one who owns the city of Pahokee.
Yeah, and I like the name Pahokee.
Yeah, we figured you'd get a kick out of it because it's kind of goofy and fun and exciting like you. So the town is actually not so fantastic, but, you know, we love all our listeners from Pahokee.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I was mayor there for a day once.
There you go. What we did is we told him that if he was going to stake claim to Pahokee, that he had to match wits with Captain Joel and best him in a challenge of the minds.
Aha. There's a battle I'm ready for.
So we asked him 5 questions, and we're going to ask you tonight the same 5 questions.
You got it.
And whichever one of you gets more answers right,
we get Pahokee.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm ready for whatever questions you have, my friend.
Great. Well, you know, considering he was an expert in such things, and since you are the St. Lucie County Superman, we decided to ask him 5 questions about the legendary Superman.
Okay.
So are you ready to answer 5 questions and put your comic book knowledge to the test?
I'm going to try, my friend.
Okay, so the first question we asked him. Everyone knows that Superman's first appearance was in Action Comics number 1.
Okay.
Now, what year did Action Comics number 1 come out in?
Oh, man. That's before I was born. I know that much.
Yeah, but not by very much.
No. Well, hey, wait a minute. I want to say 1939, maybe June.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I've
come
never
on, Pahokee rides on this.
Uh-oh.
Well, is that your final answer, 1939?
Yeah, 1939, June.
Kneel before Zod!
Oh, no, Captain, that's not the right answer, but you were very, very close. The actual answer is 1938.
Oh, so close. You know what they say about close, right?
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
You got it.
Well, the 9 and the 8 were so small when they were printed back then that a lot of people had a hard time reading them. So in my own defense, being that I'm older and my eyesight, well, I see much further than others, I have a hard time reading small letters up close.
Well, see, you're up for a real challenge here, because not only did Jorelli get that question right, but he also told us that although the original cover is printed with the month being June, it was actually released in April of 1938.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that.
Oh, okay. See, we should have asked
you didn't
that
ask
part.
Me
you
what the
known
actual,
that
actual
okay,
release
go.
Was.
We'll give you half credit for that.
Okay.
Okay. On that cover of Action Comics, what item is Superman holding?
That would be a car. He has a car over his head. He's dumping a bunch of people out of it.
All right. That's one for Captain Joel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you ever notice that guy way on the left, like, had this really paranoid look on his face?
Well, I think back in 1938, if a guy had picked a car up over his head and was shaking people out like pepper, I'd have a panicked look too, you know?
No wonder Batman wants to fight him.
Yeah. I thought he was just checking out his pecs, you know, because people didn't work out like that back in the 30s.
Yeah, showing off for Lois Lane. You know how it is. It's always about the women, El Bandito.
Oh, you know it.
All right, so that's one right, one wrong.
No, one right, one half right.
All right, what's question number three, El Bandito?
Okay, question number three. Was how many different colors of kryptonite are there?
The correct answer to that is one. Now, there have been almost 15 to 20 different colors mentioned, each one doing certain things, but they went back to the one, green kryptonite. So the two things that can stop Superman, kryptonite and magic.
Good job.
We're going to go ahead and give you the point on that one because you're absolutely right. The only things that can stop Superman are kryptonite and magic. Now, officially, there have been, you know, because Jor-El told us, you know, he likes to rub that stuff in our face,
definitely.
Too. You know, he's kind of a brown noser.
Just like jelly. Mm-hmm. He likes to rub the jelly in our face.
Yeah, he's kind of a nerd. He knows
Sounds
too
like
much
like a green
that.
Noser to me.
Captain Jor-El Donut. But get out of here.
What he said was that if you tally up all of the official uses of kryptonite, that it's actually 11 that is recognized by DC Comics.
Hmm. Okay.
But I'm with you. There is and should be only one kryptonite.
There was only one Krypton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number four. Who is considered to be Superman's first supervillain?
This one was a hard one.
Well, it's according to what you call supervillain. Are you talking super strength? Or are you talking super intellect? So his first supervillain, if you ask me, would be Lex Luthor.
Kneel before Zod!
Well, I would say more of what you're saying is like the arch nemesis. The first supervillain featured in a Superman comic was the Ultra Humanite. And he was actually in Action Comics number 13, where he faced off with Superman.
Who is he fighting for 13 issues?
I don't know. I think he was just picking up cars and
bad guys, dope dealers. You know,
hanging out with Lois. That's what I would have been doing for 12 issues.
You know, the scum of 1938-39.
People who went, yeah, see? Yeah.
Wise guys, eh? Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're probably going to go to our last question. Oh, my God.
maybe we should have started with this one for you, Captain Joel.
Okay.
Where does Clark Kent work?
He works for a metropolitan newspaper, the Daily Planet. And a lot of people don't know that at night he actually takes his glasses off and he works at a strip bar.
He does that Magic Mike like you wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't know he has a Batman routine. And he dresses up as the Dark Knight, tells women he'll like to check out their cave. And
he wants to park his Batmobile in there.
Oh, yeah. Clark Kent's kind of a pervert, but a lot of people don't know that.
Well, I have to say that answer, though, Captain Joel, was 100% correct. So you officially got 3 out of 5 questions right.
Okay.
And how many did Jor-El get?
He got all 5 of them right.
Looks like Jorelli's going to go free, and now he technically owns Pahokee.
Yeah, but that was a good part. You know, we met him in Palm Beach, and we talked him into taking Pahokee out of the deal. So it wasn't too bad. Not a major loss.
Well, the thing is, I am the, you know, St. Lucie County Superman myself. So being that I've been in almost 20 different comics, I can pretty much watch over St. Lucie County, of course, along with you two gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And feel safe. Feel that I'm keeping St. Lucie County and the Treasure Coast safe.
Well, we could tell you, it's definitely a lot of work keeping these streets safe, so we always appreciate the help. And actually, from what we understand, Captain Joel, you've actually helped out some other people and businesses in the area. So you, we mentioned this earlier, but you're going to be a sponsor for Reunite 2 on March 19th at Distillery in Stuart, Florida?
Yes. I'm lucky enough that a couple of the people came to me and asked if I would help help with that and as a sponsor. And I helped last year with the Reunite, which was here at Port St. Lucie. I believe this year it's at in Stuart at the Distillery.
Yes.
We've got some great bands coming in. The gentleman who puts it on, one of his slogans is bringing unity to the community.
Oh, that's a great slogan.
It sure is. And that's one of the reasons why I helped support it, because one of the problems right now is the world goes fast. We drive up, we want our hamburger in 30 seconds. We get mad if we don't get it in a minute. But, you know, the big stores, the marts, and we'll just say it as that, you know, are taking over the world. So when you see small businesses, small community things, small activities, you have to support those, whether it's in music, whether it's in comic conventions, horror conventions, whether it's in a festival, like a seafood festival this weekend. Whatever it is, it's good to support the community. And the Reunite show is bringing some bands together, using some of the smaller businesses as sponsors and letting them get their name out. So Reunite is helping the small businesses while helping the community also have a good time. And I'm proud to be a part of that.
So that's definitely an all-star team up right there.
Yes,
the local businesses, these bands coming back for a great night of good music and good times. And now, Captain, you also mentioned while we were on that break that there's a few other organizations that you like to help out that you'd like to mention.
Yeah, we've been lucky through the years to help out. In May, they have Free Comic Book Day. It's the first Saturday in May every year. I think last year we gave away, I lost count, but between 4,000 and 5,000 comic books. And then we also give away to the teachers. A lot of teachers come to us, ask us for stuff for their kids, and we give them stuff for the kids to read. We've also supported Make-A-Wish Foundation. Big Brothers Big Sisters has a bowl-a-thon every year here. A few years back, we had some of the local guys come together, and even though I was hoping for superheroes, they dressed up as nothing but villains.
Oh.
And we had
Joker. Talk about a way to flip the script, huh?
Oh, yeah. We had the Joker. We had Harley Quinn. We had Catwoman. We had an awesome Riddler. We had this, 6'9" monster, the Scarecrow. We had a lot of bad guys, but they were there for a good cause. So anytime that you can support local charities and local things, it just helps build the community, much like Reunite.
That's awesome, Captain Joel. And it sounds like you got some really cool stuff in the making, and you got two awesome stores up in Fort Pierce that everyone should go stop into and check out. What are your hours?
Thank you. We're open Tuesday to Saturday, noon to 7, and that's at the comic book shop. And then most nights we're open 7 to about 11 at the game store. If we don't have a lot of games some night, we might close a little early, but generally I'm there from noon to midnight most days. So if it puts in for a long day, but as my grandfather said, it keeps a man honest. And as a superhero and a pillar of the community, we have to be honest about things.
Oh, you know it, Captain Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Captain Joel. We look forward to seeing you at Reunite 2, and seeing you at Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming.
Thank you, my friends. It was a pleasure being here. I'm sorry about knocking some of the things over during the dance.
Oh, don't even worry. We'll send you a bill for that stuff, and it'll be fine.
I was real happy that, you had a couple of the girls come in and dance. I'm, sorry that they're on your arm right now, El Bandito. I wish everyone could see you all schmoozy boozy with all the gorgeous girls, but hey, to the victor goes the spoils.
Yeah. Well, that being said, since all the ladies are here, let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Sounds good to me. Hey, weren't we supposed to, cover a particular topic tonight, El Bandito?
We were supposed to be talking about reuniting with a significant other, but it looks like I'm going to be uniting for the first time with these two beautiful women. So I would like to thank our sponsor, Maximum Entertainment.
For reuniting, if you want to reunite with anybody, you need to make your way down to Reunite 2 on March 19th at the Distillery in Stuart, Florida.
For a great time, and you don't have to be a superhero or spend a lot, just come on down and enjoy what St. Lucie County and the Treasure Coast have to offer.
Have a good night, guys. See you in another 2 weeks on Charbol and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love on Podunk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Things were going so great, but What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen. I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.